And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Councilman David Mann, who is running for mayor next year, continues to take heat from those arguing to defund the police. And now a majority of council is in favor of redirecting some money from the police department to other areas. WVXU reporter Jay Hanselman is with us now. Jay, thanks for being here.
Hello there.
Okay, so there was another public hearing on Monday, and now the budget issue is in the hands of the city council. This is where the rubber meets the road after these contentious public meetings. My understanding, based on your reporting, is that Councilman David Mann took a little more heat again on Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, there were several speakers that spoke directly to him. There were a few very angry that he abruptly called off last Thursday's public hearing on the budget after one speaker made comments in favor of the police department, and that gentleman was shouted down and booed, and Mann had had enough, and he ended the hearing. There were several people, like I said, on Monday who directed their comments specifically at him, upset by that, and at least two, three, maybe four, five, or six people asked that he resign, which he has given no indication that he will do. He's given no indication that he has given up his chance to run or his hopes to run for mayor next year. There was one speaker who wanted to recall him and said that he would not serve in 2021. While that sounds good, that's not possible because there's no provision for recall in the city's charter. So David Mann is on council until he decides to either quit or his term runs out at the beginning of 2022.
And I'll quote one of those speakers who spoke on Monday based on your quote in the reporting at WVXU.org today. Quote, "This is not a win for you," Kelly Sheen told David Mann. She said, "David Mann, you lit a match and you threw it into a gasoline tank, and that will fuel the fire of our demands to defund the police and fully dismantle all forms of systemic racism long after we vote you out of office." So, Jay, was this public hearing as contentious as the ones last week?
No, absolutely not. And, I mean, the anger was there and the people who were speaking, but at the Duke Energy Convention Center, you actually had a large crowd in the room. They were very controlling yesterday. They were when people were speaking in person, there were 20, a group of 20 came in at a time. They made their comments and they rotated them out and brought in another 20. So, I mean, you had some people that were heckling and, you know, shouting, but nothing like what was seen last week at the convention center.
So let's talk a little bit about some of these efforts to, quote, defund the police. We're not entirely clear on what that means. Again, it varies from person to person, whether they be an elected official or an activist in the streets, what it means to defund the police. But it looks like a majority of council, five council members, signed a motion to take about $1 million from the police department's budget. What does that mean?
The mayor had included, there's varying estimates on, I did the math and I came up that the police all funds budget increased by about $1.2 million from what it is this year to what it's proposed for next year. There's another calculation that you can look at and it's actually closer to $900,000, but there was an increase. So basically what five council members have proposed doing is taking that increase and then redirecting it to youth programs, including youth employment. So that would be basically the police department would receive the same amount of funding this year in the new year as it is receiving right now.
Was there any indication from the activists in the crowds who have spoken to council that this was a good move, that this was the right move, or do they still want more?
You know, I'm not sure that they could react to that because it really wasn't brought up until after the public comment portion was over and those people had already been escorted out of the chamber. My hunch is that, you know, most of them were asking that 50% of the police department budget be taken and used for social service programs like affordable housing, health care, education, and homelessness. And clearly $1 million is nowhere near half of the police department budget. That would be closer to $75 million.
And we're talking with WVXU reporter Jay Hanselman. So we've done these public hearings now, and like I said at the top of this, the budget, the rubber meets the road. It is now in the hands of council. What is the process now?
So this afternoon at 2:00, the Budget and Finance Committee will meet. Right now, I know they have, I think, at least five motions to consider. And basically, those motions say, okay, here we take the city manager and the mayor's proposed budget, and we propose these changes to it. And one of them was, like you were talking about, the $1 million that could be redirected away from the police department and to something else. So they will go through each one of those motions. They may come combine them into one omnibus big motion that has all the changes. And if they can get to an agreement, particularly on either 5 votes, 6 votes, if they want it to be veto-proof, and then the city law department will use those motions to write up the ordinances that are actually necessary to enact the budget.
And what size is our budget here in Cincinnati?
I think the general fund budget is north of $400 million. Don't hold me to the number. I think it's like $411 million. And that's just the general fund. And that's where usually the attention is focused on, because that's where the $73 million deficit was located, because that's what pays for basic services like police, fire, and snow removal and garbage pickup and those kind of things.
So the speakers at City Hall who addressed the council during the public comment portions that have been provided to them over the past several days, they have other concerns outside police funding. I understand, based on your reporting, that 6 council members, so that's 2/3 of the council, have signed on to a motion to take $10 million of money that Cincinnati received from Hamilton County through the Federal CARES Act. Tell us what that means.
So basically, the Hamilton County received money from the CARES Act, and they are sharing some of that with local jurisdictions. And Cincinnati's portion of that is about $17 million. But that has to be used for COVID-19 related expenses. So the idea is that they would take that $17 million and use it for COVID-19 expenses, but then that would free up other money within the general fund that could be spent on other things. And the biggest one of that would be $5 million that would go to the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. City lawyers do have some concerns about that, because the CARES Act is pretty specific that that money cannot be used for revenue replacement. So there's some concern that the Housing Trust Fund, for example, would be new spending, and they're not sure that that's going to qualify. And so they're working on a legal opinion, and we'll find out this afternoon whether they think that that's going to work or not.
And we'll be talking with Congressman Warren Davidson, the Republican from Ohio's 8th Congressional District, in our next segment. And he is working on some legislation that might loosen some of the restrictions related to CARES Act funding at the state level, and we'll see how that might impact these decisions. We'll be sure to ask him about that. I understand that in addition to $5 million for affordable housing, we see $1 million for Bethany House and $2 million for the fire department. And then you've got a laundry list of different areas that would receive a shared $2 million, like Mortar, which is the African-American-centric startup accelerator here in Cincinnati, $250,000 for eviction prevention. How did these numbers come about?
They were just crafted by council members, and I think it's an attempt to show those who have been speaking to defund the police that while we won't go all the way and meet your request to take half of the money from the police department from these programs, we are willing to come up with some amount. Right now, the amount is $10 million to try to address some of these issues that people have been talking about for the last week and a half.
Some of that money also includes $200,000 for summer youth employment, $240,000 for the Cincinnati Police Department Continuous Improvement Program, and $50,000 for the Citizen Complaint Authority. So those two items are related to the police, but part of the community initiatives within that department. Is that right?
Right. That would be more of the police department's interaction with the community, especially the CCA. That's the group that investigates police misconduct.
$75,000 for the Black and Brown Artist Fund, $100,000 for Children's Home Job Readiness Program, $500,000 for Black and Brown Businesses Fund, and $1 million for Community Safety Response Program. So as you said, this is a finance committee that will start to look at these issues today. What are we hearing from the mayor? Is he open to some of these changes that have so far been discussed?
So far, we have heard nothing from the mayor on this proposal, and I'm assuming that we might hear something this afternoon. But again, with the $10 million, that has 6 signatures. So if it passes and those 6 people vote for it, even if the mayor doesn't like it, he doesn't have the votes to stop it, because it would take with 6 votes, they could override his veto.
You can follow Jay Hanselman's reporting here on 91.7 WVXU FM or online at WVXU.org. Jay Hanselman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Congressman Warren Davidson is with us next to talk about his proposal to loosen restrictions on states' use of CARES Act funds. And then we check in on the reopening of the local library. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at wvxu.org. I'm Michael Marks.